From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, July 20th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Ambulance Task Force met on Tuesday, July the 18th, to discuss the possible consolidation of the Greenville, New Baltimore, and Coxsackie ambulance services. Emergency medical services providers and elected officials attended the meeting held at the County 911 Center in Cairo. Legislator Adrian O'Connor presented the plan. The Durham Democrat said the three towns could save $7,000 under the proposal. O'Connor said, and I quote, "I hope that those who heard the data firsthand can appreciate and recognize the pros and cons and make their own decision. The system aligns with the task force's mission to benefit our patients, our taxpayers, and the EMS profession," end quote. The towns of Coxsackie and Greenville have requested data and strategy for collaboration and consolidation, O'Connor said. New Baltimore does not have its own ambulance service. 50% is contracted with Coxsackie. Coxsackie Town Supervisor Richard Hines first heard about the consolidation proposal on Tuesday. He said although the prospect of saving money is good, the town has to keep its focus on patient safety and the program should be further enhanced. Greenville Town Supervisor Paul Mako had no comment on the plan. A meeting for the three town boards to discuss EMS consolidation has been tentatively set for Tuesday, August the 1st. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in Columbia Green Media that the family of Stephen Bear still hopes the Palinville native can be found. Bear vanished 5 weeks ago while climbing Mount Elbrus in Russia. He was scheduled to stop at a mountain checkpoint 2 days into the climb, but did not appear. The Russian government conducted a search, but it called it off 2 weeks later. The Littleton, Colorado Police Patrolman's family is now actively campaigning to raise $100,000 to pay for a private search team. So far, approximately 25% of the total has been raised. The Heart of Catskill Association, who put on the Music in the Park concert series at Dutchman's Landing in Catskill, will be fundraising Thursday evening to aid in continuing the search. Other local fundraising efforts will include a Zumba Day at the Catskill Elks Lodge on Saturday, July the 22nd, and a spaghetti dinner at the Palinville Firehouse on July the 29th. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Woodstock Town Board is expected to put forward a sanctuary city resolution stating the municipality is welcoming to undocumented immigrants. Residents in attendance at a board meeting on Tuesday, July the 18th, requested the board approve a declaration that local police would not routinely ask people to produce papers to show they are in the country legally. Woodstock Town Supervisor Bill McKenna said he favors a policy under which local police would not ask people for documentation but objects to the term sanctuary city because it incorrectly implies that immigration law violators cannot be detained. Sanctuary declarations do not prevent federal immigration officers from doing their jobs within a designated community. McKenna said, and I quote, "I truly believe it offers false hope. We cannot make this declaration over the Woodstock Police Department. We cannot control the Ulster County Sheriff's Office, and we cannot control the state police," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. John Campbell reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Governor Andrew Cuomo's former top aide and allies will be on trial on corruption charges during much of his re-election campaign as a federal judge split an upcoming trial in two on July the 18th. U.S. District Judge Valerie Carponi split the case into two separate trials. The first is about bribery charges against former top Cuomo aide Joseph Prococo. The second is focused on alleged bid rigging with former SUNY Polytechnic Institute President Aylin Calarayos and the Buffalo Billion, one of Cuomo's economic development programs. You can read that full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that a newsletter for sex offenders in prison is being blocked by the St. Lawrence Psychiatric Center in Ogdenburg. Two newsletters from Citizens United for the Rehabilitation of Errants and Sex Offenders Restored Through Treatment sent to sex offenders at the state-run hospital were sent back to their publisher unopened with a return to sender notice. The other state facility for sex offenders, the Central New York Psychiatric Center in Marcy, has reportedly banned some inmates from participating in monthly conference calls with members of the group and other prison reform advocates. The State Office of Mental Health said they can block the calls if they run counter to the treatment plans of the hospital. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Finally, Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times Union that overnight rains July the 17th caused large combined sewer overflows from Troy, 5.4 million gallons, and Albany, 3.8 million gallons, and Half Moon, 648,000 gallons. About 1.3 inches of rain fell July the 17th in Albany, causing the spills. A $45 million sewage treatment facility is still 4 or 5 years from starting up, according to Joe Coffey, Albany City Commissioner for Water and Water Supply. Until then, large amounts of sewage overflow will continue to end up in the Hudson River. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. There is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms into Thursday night. A few of those storms could produce damaging winds. Patchy fog after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 63 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 63. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, then a chance of showers after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:35 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:26 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 20th day of July, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.